This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, welcome back. Into the 4 o'clock hour we go. Much appreciation to Ryan Finley sharing some time with us under the difficult circumstances surrounding the sadness of the passing of Bryce Miller, former columnist of the San Diego Union-Tribune. As I said, you want to read a great piece of writing, go online and find Ryan Finley's story on Bryce Miller today in the newspaper. Kicking off the 4 o'clock hour with some Chris versus the fans, 833-288-0973. At stake. Well, you ought to know what's at stake.
Oh, I did see you hear what I did there? I see what you did there. Yeah,
I ought to know. Thank you, Alanis. Two tickets to see Alanis Morissette. Not spelled correctly on this.
I know.
Read, but I that's okay.
I didn't do it.
She'll be at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace on October the 24th. You get a two-night hotel stay from October 23rd to the 25th at the Flamingo Hotel and Casino. It's right across the street from the Caesar's Palace. You get tickets to the show and a $100 gas card. That is the prize that you're shooting for. But you got to win Chris versus the fans to qualify.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know Jen 4.
Chris versus the fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
Before we get into Chris versus the fans, this hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Frozen Ropes. Hey, San Diego, here's a message from Coach Kurt at Frozen Ropes. Is your child 6 to 12 years old? Their baseball summer league is the perfect fit for your player. Starting June 16th through August 17th, summer league includes 8 practices and 8 games. Register by March 31st and save $100. Go to sandiegofrozenropes.com. For that, to save $100. I am losing my voice, Chris. I don't know what's happening with it.
You going to need me to stay and do the Chronicles for you today?
No, not today. But it was very nice of you to stay and do the Chronicles for me with me the other night.
Excuse me.
I got to say, Dave and Buster's was quite the whirlwind for me.
It was quite the day you had over there.
I felt like by the end of it, I was like, what happened? Okay, we're done. This is great. I get to go relax now a little bit. But it was great. We'll talk about it a little bit later.
We were talking earlier about the women's NCAA basketball tournament and all the blowouts. There's a couple of great games right now. Alabama and Maryland in the second round, tied at 83. They're in the final 30 seconds of regulation there. And LSU, which, of course, looked pretty good the other night against the Aztecs, is leading Florida State at halftime, but only by 50-49. So a couple of games with that are being hotly contested there.
Good.
Kind of like what happens in Chris versus the fans. Did you read the rules yet?
Not yet. You have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. If you're a first-time player, let us know before you get into it, and you'll get that question for free. And today, Chris versus the Fans is brought to you by Good Guys 24th McGuire's Del Mar Nationals, April 4th through the 6th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Get details at good-guys.com. Good-guys.com. Also, if you win, you get those tickets, too.
All right. Well, let's play ball.
Let's play ball. Packaged. All right. Let's go to line six. Cameron.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Cameron.
Not too much. How are you?
Doing good. Doing good. Thanks for always taking care of my afternoon drive with some great sports radio.
Oh, well, very nice of you, Cameron.
For joining us.
And guess what? Because you said that, you have just won. Congratulations. You are the winner today.
You know what, Chris? You keep saying that. It's actually going to have to happen at some point.
I know. One of these days when I don't feel like playing, we'll actually just give the award out.
All right. Here we go, Cameron. Question number one. What utility player who plays almost every position is going to waivers after the Padres inform them they are not on the roster?
Oh, utility player? Oh, man, and Chris knows this, too. I don't know it, so I'm just going to pass to him.
All right. Unfortunately, Chris.
Tyler Wade, unfortunately, just got put on waivers today. Bummer. Sorry about that, Cameron, but thanks for being part of the show, and please play again.
Listening, yes.
Yeah, and being a good listener out there.
All right.
We'll continue to try to entertain.
All right, let's go with... I just hit the wrong button. Let's go to Carrie. Hello, Carrie. Or whoever has a Carrie name in their family. Hello,
no,
what's your name?
Ben.
All right, I'm going to put Ben right here into the computer so that's never Carrie again. All right, Ben, you ready to play?
Yes, sir.
All right, question number one. Let's see. Let's just ask another current event. What Aztecs basketball player entered the transfer portal today?
I would go with... Moeba. Damn it.
Moeba?
I wasn't...
Okay. He said Moeba.
Gwoth?
Sorry, Ben.
Magoon Gwoth is leaving us. If you just tuned in, that is one of the bigger stories of the day.
It is.
And I haven't been able to repeat it because it just hurts too much.
It does hurt. I'm not going to lie. It does hurt.
Too much.
You know, Ben Higgins had a really, really... good tweet that made me feel better about things. He said, you know, yes, it hurts to lose Nick Boyd and Magoon Gwoth, but guess what? Brian Dutcher's going to go raid some other mid-major school and break their hearts for some players.
Well, that's what I said earlier.
You did.
But it definitely hurts at the moment.
But I couldn't feel good when we were in the moment of learning of the news, Chris.
Totally get it.
All right, let's go to our next contestant. Let's go to Mark in Encinitas. Hello, Mark.
Hello.
Hey, Mark.
All right, you ready to play, Mark?
I'll give it a try. I have no confidence, but I'll give it a try.
Okay, here we go.
Mark.
Let's see. What team did the Aztecs women's basketball team play on Saturday night?
I don't hear him.
I don't either. He's still there, though. I'm going to put him down. Chris, what team did the Aztecs women's basketball team play on Saturday night?
The Tigers. Get out of here.
Oh, wait.
The Tigers.
They are the Tigers. I'm looking at the court right now. Sorry about that, Mark. Our contestants...
Yeah, it's been kind of a... I don't like to say this normally, but the contestants haven't been solid yet.
Have not been solid at all yet.
Not yet.
Let's go to Kevin in Oceanside. Hello, Kevin. I think we're having issues with the phones.
I think that's true because the last caller didn't even get a chance to answer.
No, and I can't... I'm hitting buttons and nothing's happening. So let me just close the phones real
quick. So is the game over?
I don't know. We have to give something away. All right. I'm going to reopen the phones.
going to try this again.
Yes, we're going.
You're thinking with a reset, it might work.
It could work. That's usually what happens.
You know what you're now using?
What?
You're using the Chris Ello fix-it strategy.
Hope and pray?
Just hope and pray and reset. That's all the only thing, okay, I know how to do.
Yeah, the phone doesn't work. Call transaction does not exist, it says. But now people are calling.
People are calling. See if they can talk to them. Answer a call.
I'm trying to get them all on hold.
It's not happening.
All right. Let's go to Jason. Jason, can you hear us? All right. It's not happening, Chris.
Now, if this happened to me, you'd be like screaming bloody murder at how could I mess this all up?
I
even though we all know this is just not, this is not operator error.
No.
This is just one of those things.
I agree with you. It's one of those things.
So I can't even, I can't give you a hard time.
I wouldn't yell at you about this.
You would. Look, when I came on the Zoom chat that one time in black and white, you went a little crazy.
I was fine. Our boss,
oh, that's right, Adam Klug went a little crazy.
Our boss wanted you to have your face in color,
but you were quick to point out that I just, I couldn't operate anything. I didn't know how to use anything properly. The whole thing.
All right, I can't get anything to work. We have to end the game.
All right, it's over.
I'm going to restart it, but
I win today.
We may have another call in later for these good guy. McGuire's,
yeah, we'll try to give it all away a little later. Well, it happens, right?
I'm just not sure why it's not working. It's very
technology is a wonderful thing.
Very annoying to me
when it works.
Yeah, it's very annoying to me.
Sorry, Xscrape. I mean, what do you want to do?
I don't know.
I mean, we can go to a break. I'm going to give you a chance to figure it all out.
I mean, let's just be honest. I think the players before broke the game because they were...
Oh, because they missed
they
all the questions?
Very good. I'm going to blame it on them.
Blame the players who previously played.
I'm sorry. I know everybody's out here, but then it says call transaction does not exist.
Yeah. Don't understand what the problem
Never
is.
Never seen that before.
Sorry about that, Scrabe. We'll take a quick timeout.
Hold on. I got to delete all the beds.
Delete what beds?
Okay, there we go.
Are you ready for us to go to break now,
yes,
at least?
Yes.
Let's hope this works. Break time on 97.3 The Fan. Welcome back to Gwen and Chris. What a round of Chris versus the Fans that was.
I think the only thing I can
we
play
had three, is... Yeah, we had three phone callers. They all missed the first question, which were pretty much gimmies. And then the phones just said, we can't take it anymore.
We're not gonna take it.
Yeah, phones said we're not in anymore. So that was the end of Chris versus the Fans.
I restarted.
Who was this coach talking about when they said yesterday, quote, he tweaked his ankle in the first half, so he's balanced now. He's got no shoulder, and he's got no ankle. But courage is real. I keep coming back to love, man. He loves his guys, and the guys love him. Who was that coach? What player was that coach talking about?
Are we talking about a college basketball player?
We are.
Cooper Flagg?
No. Good try. But we're talking about...
Who else went down with an ankle injury?
We're talking about the head coach of Kentucky, Mark Pope, talking about none other... than Lamont Butler.
Should have known this.
Yeah. Carried his team into the Sweet 16 yesterday. He's had a bad shoulder for so long that he's basically been playing with one arm all year. And, this is great for Lamont Butler. We already know where he ranks in our, in our hierarchy here. I mean, it's going to be remembered forever and ever and ever. And we understand. I mean, look, here's the thing about Lamont Butler, different than a lot of guys. He had a chance to go into the transfer portal 2 years ago, and he said, I can't, man. I can't leave my guys. I got to stay at San Diego State. I got to stay with the people who believed in me. Remember, Lamont Butler wasn't a top 100 recruit anywhere, and the Aztecs, took a shot on him. But before, last season, with 1 year of eligibility left, the money was just too much. This is what we're talking about. This is not necessarily kid. Now, some of the kids, yes, they're trying to go here. They're trying to go there. It's all about the almighty daughter, et cetera. Lamont Butler, not like that. I mean, I don't think anybody here can hold anything against this kid. He and his family couldn't help but take whatever $1 million it was to go to Kentucky and play a year. It's just too life-changing. And so that's where we sit in college basketball. Magoon Gwath today announced he's in the transfer portal. I don't think Magoon Gwath, I don't know, but I don't think he was dying to leave San Diego. But San Diego State can pay him $350,000, whereas some other SEC school, Brian Dutcher estimates, can pay him $1.6 or $7 million.
I mean, you can't compete.
That's not even the same, we're not even in the same game.
Yeah.
But Lamont Butler, this guy, I mean, never mind, leave the money out for a minute. Lamont Butler is a flat-out winner. And there's you got to love guys like this. I mean, you know, the shot he made to beat Florida Atlantic in the Final Four.
It's right there on the wall.
Which is right behind me, shooting over some guy named Nick Boyd, who's no longer in the program now.
Yeah, now
so we don't care.
I want you to ask him about it again.
We don't care anymore. But, you know, that wasn't his only game-winning shot that year. He had one at New Mexico to beat the Lobos in the pit that year. I mean, Lamont Butler, this is what he does. And he did it yesterday against Illinois. Just had a tremendous game. 14 points, 4 of 5 shooting, 5 assists, 3 steals. He's always been a great defensive player. And he plays, here's the interesting thing that Mark Pope pointed out. He plays on a team that includes 6 top 100 recruits. Kentucky, they got all kinds of top 100 recruits. But guess who's the heart and soul of the team? Lamont Butler is. So it's fun to watch him continue to do it. And I don't hold any ill will towards the decision he made. If you have to hold ill will, it's got to be toward the way the sport works now. You can't be, you know, it's not Lamont Butler's fault. Took all this money for his family, himself. And it's not Magoon Gwath's fault either. It's just hard. It hurts. It's hard. You hate it. And, you know, as Ben said, the Aztecs will go out and raid somebody else and get some of their good players and bring them in to replace these guys. And I expect the Aztecs to remain relevant, but it's getting harder and harder to do, for sure.
Yeah, I just have an issue, and believe me, I've said lots of things that I didn't mean in my life. I'm not saying I've never said this. I just have the issue with, we're coming back, can't wait for next year. And then, like, 2 days later, we're going into the transfer portal. Like, what changed in 2 days? Did someone actually offer you money in those 2 days? Or did you just say that because it was the easy way to get out of the interview room without having to answer questions?
You're also asking college-age kids to speak the perfect language.
I get it.
Sitting on a, you know, at a dais, right?
What?
Table, you know, the
dais?
D-A-I-S-D-I-A, you know that word?
No, I've never heard of that. D-A-I-A-S?
I gotta look it up. I think it's dais.
Oh, it's a podium.
A podium, yeah.
Oh, it's a raised platform at the front of a room.
Dais.
Wow.
Yeah, I was right. You were, the fact that you reacted the way you did made me think I was wrong.
I've never heard that word in my life.
Yeah. He's sitting up, you know, these kids are sitting up there. There's a bunch of cameras on them. There's a bunch of microphones. There's
sitting
a bunch of people
behind the dais.
Sitting behind the dais. And, you know, they're trying to answer all these questions. And people are saying, well, are you coming back? Are you not coming back? Are you going to transfer? What are you going to do? So, I mean, I'm going to give college kids a little bit of the benefit of the doubt.
I should, too.
For not maybe saying the perfect answer, especially maybe in the back of their mind when they know they might be going into the portal.
That would bother me.
They don't want to announce it at that moment right after their team lost a game. You know, Nick Boyd, we just lost to North Carolina. What's up, Nick? That's all right. I'm going into the portal.
Can't you just no comment?
Yes,
hey, I just lost the game.
Yeah, but no comment. Sometimes no comment is more revealing than a comment.
Kind of. I understand what you're saying. And again, I want to make sure everybody knows I am not perfect. I have said many things that I haven't meant and taken back before. But when you have fans involved, when you have people that are invested in your school, in your program, in your team.
Yeah, there's no question. I mean,
it lets people down.
It does.
No matter whose fault it is, letting them down.
Magoon Gwath, we spent, you know, the Aztec coaching staff spent years and years to get him to San Diego.
Yeah.
Us fans, we spent a year at least pouring our heart into rooting for this guy. Same with Nick Boyd for a year. So it's, you know, it's college sports right now, and I don't know that they're going to be able to change it. So we have to live with it in San Diego and other places. I think Braden on his way out the door threw a stat at me and said over 500 kids are already in the transfer portal. Now, I don't know how he knows that.
Well, he's counted.
Does he have the transfer portal on his phone?
Well, he is the portal.
He is the portal. You have to. That's right. If any of you want to transfer, you have to report in to Braden Serprina.
Let me see if there's anything that pops up.
But anyway, so I mean, this is only the first day of it. It's a month long. You have a month to make up your mind if you're an athlete. But on the same token, Sean Miller, Xavier, no more.
Yeah.
He's now the head coach of Texas.
Yeah, that's a problem too.
How about the guy from Drake? He's gone. He gone.
Where'd he go? Virginia?
I don't know. I don't care that much. So I didn't. Nico Medved, Colorado State. He gone.
Minnesota. Oh, Iowa. Iowa is where the,
oh, they're right.
Drake,
the Drake guy went to Iowa. So at least he stayed
to Virginia.
In Iowa. Stayed in Iowa. Yeah.
Oh, is that where Drake is?
Drake? Yeah. I think it's in Iowa. You got to learn this stuff, Scrape.
I mean, I'll never go to Drake University in my life.
Study a little geography.
It is a private university in Des Moines. Des Moines.
Des Moines. Anyway, so coaches are leaving before the game is even over. Like Nico Medved lost on the miracle last second shot by Maryland. He basically walked off the floor and
got a raise
and changed his took his sweatshirt off and put his Minnesota Golden Gopher sweatshirt on and walked out and got on the plane and flew there, and he's the coach.
I heard
so here's the way you can say that. Doesn't he care about his players? Doesn't he care about all the kids and the people that helped him?
Fair.
At Colorado State?
Fair.
It doesn't look like he does,
no.
But I'm sure he does. It's just a better opportunity for him.
You know, I heard that he was calling a play and during timeout, Chris, and he actually like had the Minnesota Golden Gopher logo on it already, and he was like, "Oh, sorry guys, I'm not." Chris is just watching TV; he's not paying attention to my stupid joke.
My goodness, they called a foul.
See, he's not paying attention to my stupid joke.
Well, I can't help it. Maryland and Alabama women's basketball down 3, time running out in overtime. And they foul the Alabama kid on a 3-point shot. No time left. She's got to hit all 3 free throws.
Yeah, that's
to send it to the second overtime.
That's more nerve wracking than taking the 3 itself.
How nerve wracking is that? What's the review? They're looking at
her. She was well behind the 3-point line
by about 10 feet. Maybe they're seeing if the foul came before time ran out.
Ooh.
But if it all stands, this young lady for Alabama is going to go to the line. She needs all 3 free throws to save her team's season.
Hey, in the Big 5, Chris, we're going to keep talking about this. The shot was off before the clock expired.
Okay, so she will
get
the 3
free throws.
We're going
to talk about what Brian Dutcher is trying to do to keep kids
to try
in
and keep these kids. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you got here's the shame of all the movement and the transfer portal opening today. First of all, why do you have to open today? Can we wait till the NCAA tournament is over so that we can at least all enjoy the rest of the season?
They rush so much for these things.
Yeah, I don't get that. I mean, the transfer portal, it, to me, is a big negative on the sport, and it's taking place during the time where we're supposed to be celebrating the most.
Yeah.
During the NCAA tournament.
Why do you think there's no news made during World Series week?
Yeah, you don't let things happen when your sports marquee event is being is taking place.
Can't upstage your own sport.
Good thinking, Scrabe.
Thank you.
Open the transfer portal at least the day after the Final Four if you have to have the transfer portal.
Yeah.
All right.
And then we won't be as angry for another 2 weeks.
Unfortunately, you and I have spent more time on Magoonguath and the transfer portal and the whole thing today and the coaches leaving and this and that and the other and the money that's being paid and not talking about the actual
game
tournament that was being played.
Well, all we did was complain about the traveling call that wasn't
called. All right, what do you got, Scrape? She making all 3 free throws?
Yes.
There's one.
Yes.
You're gonna make all 3 with your season on the line. You got to make them all.
Oh, I thought Alabama was down 3, but they're only.
She's already made the first 2.
Oh, I didn't see the first one.
She's got one more to tie it.
This is some pressure right here.
She's made 2.
You miss this, your team goes home.
Season's over. She made
makes it.
Made all 3.
That is crazy.
Clutch. Game's going into double overtime. We'll take a break. Gwen and Chris on 97.3 The Fan. All right, more Gwen and Chris here at 4:36. Tony will be back in studio with us tomorrow and Wednesday. He and the Padres are heading home. They're back after a spring training. Wins and losses wise didn't go too well. Padres won 12, lost 17. They finished up with a tie today, 7-7 against the Mariners, if you're wondering.
I mean, that's one of those things where they look at each other, Schilt, and I don't know who the Mariners manager is anymore.
I don't either.
But they look at each other, they're like, tie? Okay, let's go home.
Oh, there's no way they were going to play extra innings in the final.
In the final game when they have planes that they're both waiting
for. Spring training. So, and we'll get to the Padres roster moves. Not moves. Yeah, I guess they're roster moves. They officially announced who start, you know, going to be their 13 players. If you missed that earlier, we'll let you in on it here shortly. But a couple of surprises, certainly, I think. Yeah, a couple of surprises in terms of the last roster spots for the position players. We're talking about the young lady for Alabama who made the three free throws with no time remaining on the clock to send this game into double overtime. Her name is Sarah Ashley Barker. She's got 39 points in this game, Scrabe.
Oh, and did you say 3-9?
3-9. She's got 39 points in the game. I looked her up, her stats. She's a 71% free throw shooter. She had to make all three with no time on the clock.
Wow.
And she did it. To send it into double overtime, right now Maryland is now back ahead of Alabama, 103-98. The other women's game that's going on right now, at halftime, LSU was leading Florida State 50-49, which I was surprised by because after watching LSU, I didn't think anybody could stay with them. Well, Florida State's not staying with them anymore. LSU outscored Florida State in the third quarter, 31-6.
Brutal.
I don't feel so bad now.
No.
After what happened to the Aztecs the other night. 31-6 in the third quarter alone. So LSU's up by 28 points now over Florida State. Okay, you got some fun stuff for us in the Big Five?
I sure do.
It's been a bit of, you know, heart-wrenching show. We, you know, I mean, obviously this news with Bryce Miller has been tough on all of us in the media, and I think again, a lot of you who've read and listened to him on our program. You know, Magoon Gwath transfers.
It's been a bad day.
Hopefully the Bryce Miller news in a lot of ways can put Magoon Gwath transferring into proper perspective where it should be.
I think it has. I was teetering there for a second.
You were teetering. I was too. When you first met, you broke it like it was a... Because we were in the middle of talking about something. You said, Chris, I got terrible news. I'm like, oh my goodness, what?
That was terrible
news. And then you told me the news and my heart sunk. All right, let's have some fun then after traffic with a Big Five. See how that does.
From the 855 Get Ross Traffic Center, protecting San Diego after accidents. It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only...
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right. Before we get into it, this hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Staples. Your local Staples has hot deals and super low prices throughout the store on everything for your business. And right now at Staples, save up to $250 off your print order. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details. Ends April 5th. Plus, save even more with the Easy Rewards program at Staples. All right, Chris, let's get into it. And Matt Snyder,
number five,
friend of the show, is going to start us off today because he, Matt Snyder of CBS Sports, that is, has released his final preseason MLB power rankings. Top three teams go like this, Chris: Dodgers, Phillies, Braves. And then he has the Padres at 13. And he wrote this. And they moved down three spots from his last ranking. I like Nick Pivetta as a depth signing, but the rotation is still awfully reliant on getting the best versions of Dylan Cease and Michael King.
Okay.
Chris, where would you rank the Padres?
13th, he said?
He said 13th.
Go back to the top three. Who were they again?
The Dodgers, Phillies, Braves.
All three in the National League. Interesting.
That is interesting. Okay. So you're not a fan of this.
Well, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that's interesting. He says the Dodgers, the Phillies, and the Braves are the best three teams. The Mets are one of the other best teams. right, with Juan Soto and everything they added. So the National League's going to be tough.
I'm trying to...
But I don't know that I'm going to rank the Padres the 13th best team in baseball.
Let me get you the other list, the other parts of the list then.
That's
so it goes Rangers, D-backs, Mets, Astros, Red Sox, Orioles, Yankees, Mariners, Cubs, Padres. Do you think all those teams are better than the Padres?
I don't.
Which one?
You said it so fast.
I know.
Royals? Did you say Royals?
No.
Mariners.
Yeah, Mariners, there you go.
I don't understand. Here and say that the Padres are definitely going to have a better record than the Mariners. I don't know. I just know that the Padres are going to be in the running for one of those playoff spots in the National League wild card. That's all I know, and that's all I'm willing to say.
I think they
and you can rank them wherever the hell you want. I just think they're going to be in the running for the wild card.
I think you swap it. You go Mariners at 13, Padres at 11. I think
you're moving
fair.
Them up to 11. Oh, that's big of you.
I mean, the Cubs, are they any good? They lost.
They're already down 0-2. I think their season's over, aren't they?
Isn't it? I believe so. I think
it's
that's
all
how it
over
works.
For the Cubs.
I would not rank them at 13. I would rank them at 11. I gotta see
just outside
these other
the top
teams.
10. You're saying,
yeah, just outside the top 10. I can't put them in the top 10 over teams like the Orioles or Red Sox or Astros. Well, the Astros.
How about
why
the
are they number 7?
They've lost a lot. The Red Sox aren't very good. They've added some names, but
well, they
it's
got
still Bregman the Red Sox
and Garrett Crochet. Anyway, I would put them a little bit higher. All right. I'm going to try to get Matt Snyder on this week, possibly.
Have
next,
him explain
though.
Himself.
And he will.
By the way, before you get to this Maryland-Alabama game, which is in the second overtime, it's now 108-106. Maryland's leading. It's the highest scoring NCAA tournament game in women's history. You're watching it right now, Scraper.
Oh, I thought it said second, but it's not the second highest.
I think it said highest.
Okay. That is, I mean, I even commented to you on the during the Big Five. I was like, this is the highest scoring game I've ever seen between women in college.
You have it.
All right, let's go to the next.
Number 4.
Magoon Gwath and Nick Boyd have entered the transfer portal, and Chris and I have been commiserating about the money out there with the bigger schools. Here is head coach Brian Dutcher. He has a message for everyone, and I want to make sure I get this up on the YouTube, because he has a message for everyone in this time when we have learned that two players have left the school for other opportunities.
Hello, San Diego. Head coach Brian Dutcher of your Aztecs. We need your help to keep our Aztecs at the top of college basketball. Mesa Foundation is the way to do it. We have a matching campaign going on right now. To every dollar you give, up to $500,000 will be matched. To keep this team together, to keep our future secure, we need your help now. Please go to mesa-aztecs.org.
All right, so that's the little commercial for the Aztecs and Brian Dutcher filming that. Now, I don't know when they did this. Maybe like right after Magoon Gwath left the
No,
the,
I think that's
office.
Been out for a little while, actually.
Oh, okay, so it's just making the rounds. Well, Aztec Basketball posted it today, so that's why.
Oh, maybe it was put out today then.
All right, so
but
I've
I mean,
been...
Go ahead.
I've been seeing people calling this embarrassing online. And
oh, the fact that they posted this.
Yes.
That it's embarrassing to ask for money.
I'm up first. Is this embarrassing? No, I don't know what else they're supposed to do. How else are they supposed to raise money? If Brian Dutcher's not doing this, then I don't know where to go to donate. I just think this is the big colleges against the little colleges, and that's all it is. I don't think it's embarrassing. This is what teams have to do to make money these days. If you're Alabama or I'm trying to think of the number, Auburn, you don't need these videos. But San Diego State does. I don't think this is embarrassing. Chris?
I thought the message was okay. I didn't care for the music.
Really?
Yeah, the music sounded like, I don't know, it sounded like somebody was very ill or sick or something.
I can kind of see
was
that.
Happening.
I can kind of see that.
Right? Like, it felt like a health-related issue.
So,
so that threw me a little.
It's not where I expected
play
you
just
to
the
go.
Beginning of it again.
I gotta pull.
Tell
it
me
back
if I'm
up.
Not
hold
right.
On. Hold on, I gotta.
Sounds
pull it
like
back up.
You know. I don't want to make here. Light of anything.
Inductor of your Aztecs. We need your help to keep our Aztecs at the top of college basketball.
It just sounds like all right.
It's like an inspirational type bed. Maybe
so. I don't know what else he's supposed to do either. The Aztecs have to get into social media and see if they, can't find people. I would love it if somewhere, somehow, someday, in San Diego, the eighth largest city in the country, which is filled with San Diego State graduates. I don't know how many. 20% of the population in San Diego went to San Diego State? Maybe that's too high. I don't know. Can't somebody just drop like a $10 million bond on the Aztec sports programs?
It seems how
everybody else seems to find somebody.
It seems like that's how it works for everybody else.
Why can't San Diego State find somebody to do that?
I don't know.
Somebody's got to be working over there at Qualcomm who's just got more money than, you know.
I agree.
God, that went to San Diego State?
I agree. I'm not.
I mean, Alabama and Auburn, everybody says, oh, those are big time. Well, I don't know. We're in San Diego. We want to be big time. So we got to step up. And money is the only thing that talks anymore in college sports.
It's unfortunate, but true.
I mean, Alabama and Auburn, why do they have richer boosters than us?
Probably.
Wow.
Charles Barkley.
We got Kawhi Leonard. I'm not saying Kawhi should send a check in.
Wow.
I'm saying that if you give me Barkley, I'll give you Kawhi. I'm just saying we've got to have some richer business people than they have in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, for heaven's sakes, where they're giving LSU more money than anybody.
But you
also
have to realize that this is those people's lives are LSU athletics.
I guess.
All right. Like here.
All right, we got to go
here,
to the beach.
Yeah, we get to do it. We have sunshine tax.
All right, do me a favor.
That's where our money's going, Chris.
Do me a favor. Buy yourself a bathing suit and a towel. Mm. And after that, send the rest of the money to the Aztec Fund. You can get your bathing suit and towel first.
All right, so I'll send the $3.75.
You, I'm not worried about. I'm talking about these really rich people. They got to find them and get them out there.
All right.
But your question is, people are being silly if they think this is bad form. It's just not. You got to ask for the money right now because you're hoping to keep some of these players.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. The reporter who captured Dan Hurley's viral expletive-filled rant following UConn's loss to Florida is reportedly in some hot water over the clip. UConn's director of communications, Bobby Mullen, reportedly threatened to, quote-unquote, ruin the reporter's life if he did not remove the video of Hurley's rant about the refs. Now, here's the report from Charlotte Sports Live, and the reason... where did it go? I got so many things open on my computer right now. Oh, here it is. All right, so this is the report. But so UConn Dan Hurley exiting the floor, going to their locker room.
Oh, this is Dan Hurley, not Bobby Hurley.
No, it's Dan Hurley.
UConn.
Okay. That's what I said.
All right. I thought you said Bobby Hurley.
And so he's walking off the court, and he's like, hope they don't bleep you like they bleeped us, Baylor. Kind of just mad about whatever the refs did.
Right, and somebody's got a tape of it.
Yeah, and they put it online. Direct communications for UConn said, take it down or I'll ruin your life. Here is the actual report.
That's the video that's gone viral online of UConn head coach Dan Hurley voicing his displeasure with the referees and the Huskies' loss to the number one ranked Florida Gators. Charlotte Sports Live's own Joey Ellis took that video and then was confronted by UConn director of communications Bobby Mullen. Mullen asked for that video that had gone viral to be removed. He then threatened Joey, saying he would, quote, ruin his life if he didn't. This was heard by multiple other reporters and staff on hand. Our management asked Mullen for a statement on the incident, and here's what he said. The lasting image of Coach Hurley leaving the court should have been his walking off the court arm in arm with the seniors, overwhelmed with emotion. Instead, a reporter who was in an area he should not have been recorded on his cell phone a private comment made to members of another coaching staff, end quote. Charlotte Sports Live and Queen.
So there you go. So the Bobby Mullen said, hey, you messed up his shine. You took his shine away from him.
Okay.
And my question
Hurry
is...
Hurry up and put this in my courtroom. I can't wait.
Okay. Is the reporter in the wrong for recording in an unauthorized area?
In an unauthorized area?
Apparently they were not allowed to record there. That's what the report said.
I don't really care.
I knew this was coming.
I don't really care what the reporter was allowed to or not allowed to do. I hope that the reporter gets himself a lawyer and sues everything he's got out of this media relations guy and the University of Connecticut for threatening his life.
He didn't threaten his life. He ruined his life.
Threatening to ruin his life. I think that's so out of pocket. I really agree. Truly do.
And people heard it, so it's being backed up. It's not like it's a he said, she said. People heard this happen.
Yeah, these Connecticut people are a little psycho. I mean, led by the coach and on trickling down, I think, to the rest of the people.
J-Mac has a really good point. Honestly, you should know by now that in today's world, you are always on camera.
Pretty much, yeah. Thank you, J-Mac.
Especially Dan Hurley is like a guy you want to put the video camera on because he might do something crazy.
I mean, TV cameras show him walking off the floor, right? Why can't somebody else show him walking off the floor? What do you mean? And you're not allowed to video this? I don't know. The media relations guy is obviously trying to look good in the eyes of Dan Hurley, but been threatening somebody's, you know, entire well-being. That's not appropriate at all.
I think this all comes down to one thing,
Chris.
What
do you think?
It all comes down to Dan Hurley being the source of all of this. If he doesn't do Dan Hurley things, this isn't a problem. If he's worried about being caught saying stuff like that, don't say it. I don't know why we're giving Dan Hurley a pass. Everybody's like, oh, it's cool. He throws a fit and he yells at refs.
I didn't give him a pass. I said to throw this guy who said this in the clinic.
I think a lot of people give him a pass because he's entertaining. But no, this is who he is. He's just a jerk. He's a jerk. Why do we keep celebrating jerks?
Flat out jerk.
I don't know.
That's you, Dan Hurley. And I don't care how nice he appears in many interviews.
He shows himself all the time.
He does. He's a flat out. You know what they say, Scrape? You are what you do when people aren't looking.
Exactly.
And Dan Hurley is what he is even when people are looking. So I can only imagine what he's like when we're totally not looking.
And he takes this whole thing of like,
I'm such not a fan.
The cameras are always on me and I just can't do it. You know what? Maybe you could act a little bit better.
That's his take. Yeah. Why do the cameras always show me?
Because you're a psycho.
Because you're a psycho and you're a jerk and that's it. And I hope that the UConn media guy threatens me for saying it because I'll find a lawyer in a big time hurry. Now I'm threatening
him. I was going to come up with
now I'm threatening him.
I was going to come up with a joke, but I had nothing. We still have two to go, Chris. I don't know if you really care or not.
We do. That Maryland-Alabama game finished. Maryland won it in double OT, 111-108. The poor Alabama kid scored 43 in defeat. Maryland moves on.
She almost scored half of her team's points.
She had a hell of a game, but not enough.
All right, last two big fives. We have a George Foreman, and then Kelvin Sampson hates one thing.
I love what he hates, number one. And number two, it's high time we talk about George.